Oh, an R&B hall. Thank you, thank you. I was hoping for a standing ovation, but... Oh, Corey's like, let's do it. And then everyone's like, oh, sore ankles. Thank you, thank you. It's good to be back. Oh, goodness, how are we? How are you? That good? Oh, guys, you're so sweet to me. My name is Stacey. I obviously think a lot of myself that I made you stand for me. I promise I'm a little bit more humble than that. I'm a youth leader here. And I have to tell you, I have to be honest, my good friend Laura was meant to be talking tonight, but she's fallen ill. She's fallen ill. So I am talking her talk, but I've like stacified it a little bit. But you need to give all your encouragement to Laura because I think it's a pretty cool talk. But also you have to laugh at the jokes because they were written in for me. So you need to laugh. Can we practice laughing? Do you guys still do photos with your... I don't know. I still do photos with my friends where I'm like, all right, now all look at each other and laugh. Do you guys do that? No, just me. All right. That is all right. So we have been... We have been talking over the past few weeks about faith on the flat road. Who's been here every week this term? That's pretty good. So... We've been talking about the journey between the peaks, the incredible times, and some of the really sucky times, and that road in between where not much is happening. Sinja spoken about prayer on the flat road. Tim spoke about building a base camp and getting... Laura's notes read those clippy things. Do you remember the cross and the clippy things? Great. The clippy things. I probably should have clarified that with Tim, but I just wanted to say clippy things. Mel spoke last week about documenting the journey on the flat road, and tonight I'm going to be talking about friends on the flat road. Aww. So hopefully you all know friends. You all know friends. I'm just going to wait. You can dance. Already. Amazing work, everybody. So, all right, I need you to be honest with yourself for a second. Which character are you? Yeah, all right, we've got a couple of Phoebes. Chandler. I think I'm Chandler too. I think I'm Chandler too. Any Rachels? Any Rosses? No, we don't like Ross. No. We were on a break. All right. but we're not here to talk about those friends tonight. Oh, they can go by. We're not here to talk about those friends tonight. I mean, we're at youth. So we're going to be talking about Jesus. Insert Laura joke. Could I be any more obvious? But that's enough Chandler jokes. I think that's all of them. Tonight we're going to be talking about those long haul friends, the friends that are always there. See, we have friends sometimes that are what we're calling peak friends. Does anyone have a swimming pool? I have a swimming pool. How many friends do you have in summer? Because I have lots of friends in summer. All right, maybe just me. But I remember having so many friends in summer, and I'm calling them my peak friends because it was just kind of when they needed something, when they wanted something, when they had something that they wanted something that I had, when I'm winning, and when things are going really well, they're with me, those peak friends, they're cheering for me, but it's only when things are going great. And then we've got our valley friends who... They only seem to be around when stuff isn't good or isn't great. They only seem to be there when you're having your Eeyore days, as Laura's called them. But as soon as life's fine and there's no issues to solve and or you don't have to wallow, I just merged my words, or you don't have anything to wallow together with, they're kind of not around. Can anyone relate to that? Friends that are with you in the highs and friends that maybe that are just with you in the lows? Yeah, great. Well, in between are our flat road friends. They're the ones that we walk life with. These are some of my flat road friends. This is Gracie. This is Morgan. This is Hannah, Amy, and Maddie. Sinch, Hannah, Kate, me, Amy, Chris. Oh, gosh. There's a whole lot of people in that one. That was a Christmas card a few years ago. That's me and Sinch. That's a cutout of Sinch. That's Laura and Tim. I wanted Tim to be in there. That's more of my friends, more of her friends. These are my flat road friends because when things are great, they are cheering me on. They are by my side. They are, yes, exactly. They are clapping me on. When things maybe aren't so great, they're still with me. They're encouraging me. They're praying for me. They're reaching out with how they can help. But even better than that, they're with me when things are a little bit boring. They're with me when things are really stable, when I'm just walking on in life and things are really consistent. And I just need a friend. They're my flat road friends. Thank you. They're there in the boring moments, and I like that. And it's really important that we consider who our flat road friends are, because at the end of the day, they are the people that will influence us the most in our lives. Those friends have been around for years. I'm pretty lucky. Most of my friends I met in high school, and at youth and at church. Can I tell you, I've been a bridesmaid 6 times. I'm a good friend. These are flat road friends. I know. Flat road friends are the best. A wise pastor, Sindrin, once said, show me your 5 closest friends and I'll show you who you'll be in a year's time. This is why our flat road friends are so important. The people you choose to spend time with matters. In Proverbs, it tells us, whoever walks with the wise becomes wise, but the companion of fools will suffer harm. It means that who we spend time with, these flat road friends, it matters who we spend time with. These flat road friends are there for us. They walk with us, much like Jesus' disciples literally walked with him. So I thought I'd ask some of my friends to come up and share with us a little bit about friendship. Would you welcome my panel? I can't move unless there's music. Hello, panel. Hello, my panel. How are you tonight? You're good?
Yep.
I'm glad you're good. Panel, could you please introduce yourselves?
Hi, I'm Delaney.
Hi, Delaney.
Hi. Hi, I'm Alicia.
Hi, Alicia.
Hi, I'm Rowan.
Hi, Rowan. Ooh. And Delaney, oh, fantastic.
Sorry, I'm back.
She's back.
I'm back.
All right, quick Q&A, guys. Question one. Can you describe what your friendships look like? Give me a few headlines.
Like in a few words, like top 3 words?
Headlines, yeah.
Headlines. I think fun, reliable, and I would say like raw.
Great, I'll accept it.
Thank you.
Yeah, same. I'd say the same. Fun.
It's good. Yeah. It's good, Alicia.
Yeah, I feel like I talk to have fun with.
Sweet. Mine would also be fun but encouraging as well.
Yeah,
and real.
Yeah, real's a good one. I think you're trying to say the same thing. Talk to me about your experience with peak friends.
Oof. I feel like it can be a bit draining. Like, yeah, you're on a big high and you have so much to give and you want to give, but sometimes when that peak starts to go down, you start to feel a bit drained because you're like, well, were they my friends really? Or did they actually want something just like, do they just want something from me that I had at the time and now I don't have it? Am I just indisposable? Am I not like that worth it?
No, it's great.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'd say I didn't realise that I had peak friends until I was in the valley. And then oh, they're all gone now.
Wow.
That's tough, Leash.
That's huge.
Ro, what about valley friends?
Valley friends. I don't think I've had many valley friends.
So well, you're not much use on this panel then, are you?
I've had a few peak, but not valleys.
I'll allow you to speak about peak then.
Yeah, I'm someone who loves chocolate and I've got this share bag and like everyone wants to be my friend. So, yeah, there's a lot of real, but there's a lot of peak in that as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Talk to me about your flat road friends.
Well,
do you think you have any?
I definitely do, definitely. One's in this room right now, actually. I got Crystal Krauss in the corner over there. Crystal, I would say, I'm just probably making a brief encouragement, but she is the one who's always just been there just to be my friend.
Yeah.
And sometimes she doesn't need anything from me, but we sometimes rely on each other some days. And we have those valley moments together. We have those peak moments together, like you said. But those times we are just sometimes just in each other's presence because we just want to be around each other. And she's just been consistent. She's a consistent friend. She's a loyal friend, everybody.
I love that. Leash?
I feel like I'm in an interesting stage in my life where I've just left high school and I'm going into uni and I'm kind of new here too, where I'm like, oh, I'm not sure about my friendships, but I do have a flat road friend. And I think, to me, she's someone who I can just talk to about life, like in everything, all the highs and the lows and the in-betweens. It's kind of just like she feels like home to me.
Yeah, I love that. Feels like home. That's really beautiful. Ro?
For me, I've got a lot of flat friends that are like inside and outside the church. So, you know, like it's really good because not only do I have like really good friends here, but outside the community as well, which, you know, like one, a future question's coming up soon is going to answer this as well. But it's, you know, we're here to share the gospel. So having friends outside, we can, you know, expand the kingdom. So, yeah.
Ro, do you find making friends easy?
At times. For me, the best way to find a friend is to find something that you and them like.
Yeah.
Like similarities. Like I love sport, so I'll make friends with that love sport as well.
Hmm.
It's like a passion that, you know, a lot of my friends have.
Yeah, it's great. What about you, Leash?
Yes and no. I don't know. Sometimes it's easier with people. Sometimes you just click better with some people. Hmm. But yeah, just always be yourself and then just see if you vibe with the person, I guess.
Yeah, Lames.
Definitely. I think yes and no again. I definitely yes and no. I think definitely when I was coming into my own identity later on in my adult life, I am an adult. Just realizing that hit me. I'm so sorry, everybody. But becoming in my own, like you attract people that have the similar values, similar like you know things as you. And not saying like people challenge you, of course, but definitely people who have the similar values, then you feel like you're part of a community. I would say I felt very similar to Alicia when I came out of high school. I felt like I didn't really have a little mold I fit into because I just didn't have people that I were like, had the similar kind of sense of feelings that I had. So, yeah, I think it takes its time to be patient if you're in that bit of that like period, but be patient and don't give up hope that there's people out there who will love on you and you that you belong to, definitely.
Yeah, I think, and I know I'm not on the panel, but I think I've always found it really easy to make peak friends when things are really exciting and we're all, you know, going to a concert or going to a party or something like that. But it's very surface, isn't it? And I think that as I've become an adult as well, funnily enough, I found that I don't want those kind of friendships. I want consistent friendships. I want people that I can feel like home with. I don't want just people that are here when the party's here, if that makes sense. Delaney, how has being a part of a community, impacted your friendships?
Very good question. As I told you guys, I didn't grow up in a Christian home at all, actually. I actually came into Gateway after I completed year 12. And coming into Gateway, it was an experience and a half trying to navigate Christianity, but also like a community itself. So entering a community that's already established was a bit challenging in its own regard, but because Gateway is so welcoming and, you know, encouraging, I found it very easy to kind of work my way in. And then that surface level friendships were like okay, but then trying to go deeper was a bit of the more the challenge. And since just being vulnerable, but also being able to accept that sometimes people aren't going to gel with you as well. Does that make sense? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Thank you.
No, that's great.
I like to ramble.
I know you kind of answered this already, Leash, but can you like dig a little deeper on what's friendship looked like for you straight after high school?
I guess you kind of just figure out the ones that stay matter. Oh, no, the ones that matter stay. And it's kind of like people who you thought were friends were just friends because you hung around with them, and that's okay that they're not anymore. You have people who are in your life for a reason and some who are in your life for a season, and it's all good. I just think, like,
yeah,
I'm kind of fine. Oh.
Yeah.
Thank you. I know, it rhymes.
No, it's great.
But yeah, I'm going into new places, like in uni and making friends there and establishing friendships in there. And even in Gateway too, like kind of what you were saying about like how I've kind of found a home in this place. I came here last year. And then, yeah, everyone here was just so welcoming. You especially too, like... I remember the first night, yeah, you were just so empathetic and warm towards me, and it made me want to stay.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, that's
so kind.
Yeah. I brought tissues.
But, yeah.
Feeling emotional.
Ro, I know you touched on this as well a little bit. I did give them the questions beforehand, so maybe they're cheating a little bit. But why are your friendships outside of Gateway so important? Why are they important to you?
I'm just going to change the word Gateway and put church. So I'll for me... It. Like, I value my friends and I value everyone else. So I put myself into positions where I can be the light in other people outside church. So things like the cricket club or the footy club, workplace, you know, you guys can do that in schools as well. Like, you know, we're called to help God expand his kingdom, and, you know, that's one way we can do that. So it's an outreach for me.
Yeah, absolutely. How does that ever not work? Is that challenging?
It can be challenging, especially in sport clubs. There's a lot of people out there that just don't care what they're saying, and it's can be sort of disheartening to hear that stuff, but you know, that's where we've got to be the light in that community. So
no, that's great. Let's turn internal for a second. We've looked at everyone out there. Let's come to ourselves. How do you know that you're a flat road friend? Are you a flat road friend?
Let me think. Hold on, Leisha, go.
I'll allow it.
Me?
Am I? I think that's a very good question. I don't know.
I think you kind of just have to, I don't know if this is the right phrase, but pick your battles. Mm. Kind of like you can't be a flat road friend to everyone. You gotta
that's really good.
And choose. Mm. And I think for me, being a flat road, like my flat road friends are people that challenge me to be better. Mm. They're the ones that support you when you're in the valley and praise and encourage you when you're in the peaks. But also when you're on the flat road, they're with you. And if you're slipping, they tell you, they're like, hey, you're doing something that's making you slip into the valley. You need to get it together. And those are the people that I love because they realize... Yeah, they're just supportive and they want you to be better.
It's good, Leash.
I think for me is I would like to think myself as a flat road. Like I'm always here. Like regardless who you are, like I'm always here to, you know, if anyone wants a chat or, you know, anyone needs an encouragement, like I'm, you know, like a phone call away. So yeah.
I definitely probably relate, yeah, to Ryan. Just like I feel like just being present with your friends. You don't really need to have. I feel like there's sometimes a pressure if your friend is actually in a valley moment, or there's pressure to be like, oh, I need to fix this. I feel like even just being present in that moment, and then it becomes a boring moment, like that flat road moment. I think that's when you know that, like, you no matter the season, you know exactly you want to be there for that person. You want to hang out with that person. They're your buddy.
They are your buddy.
You guys watch Friends, right? Friends?
Apparently. No, well, thank you so much, guys. And I think what I've drawn from that is sometimes showing up is all you need to do to be a flat road friend. Would you guys agree? Amazing. Would you thank our panel? Guys, we're going to go into a time of worship now, but before we do, I'd love for you to stand as our band comes out, and I'd love to pray for you. I'd love to pray over your flat road journeys, whether it's in prayer, whether it's in building a base, or whether it's documenting the journey, or being a flat road friend. This series has been so encouraging for me, and I hope it's encouraged you. Would you pray with me? God, I thank you so much for the messages this term. I thank you that you are with us in the valleys. You are with us in the peaks, but you are walking alongside us on the flat road. And I pray that as we potentially enter valleys or as we rise and celebrate peaks, you are there with us too. God, we are so thankful for all that you do in our lives, and we know that you are walking alongside us and helping us to where we need to be going. We pray this all in your name. Amen.